Ladyfingers, gumbo, or okra, the plant has many names and even more uses. Our okra, like many things southern, is regarded by some as an inferior and essentially unworthy vegetable. We southerners never remark, as some do, that it is slimy. It's the same thing as saying that Aunt Tilly's eye twitches after her fourth bourbon and branch water. In these parts, we tend to ignore such aberrations and avert the eyes. Okra is a cousin to our emblematic cotton as well as the hibiscus and hollyhock. Travelers noted its cultivation in Egypt as far back as 1216. So, like most southerners, okra likes to trace its origin back a bit. It has been popular in our parts since the 18th century, as reported by Thomas Jefferson. Aside from its veggie status, whether fried, pickled, or paired with onions and tomatoes, or used to thicken stews, okra is extraordinarily versatile. During the Civil War, the benighted plant was used by Confederates as plasma and a blood extender. Unable to get coffee, they also made do with a hot drink made from okra seeds, which they pretended was Starbucks. Possible future uses for okra include a particle board material better than the material we now use. Even chopped into feed for livestock and using roots and stems as fuel. It has been used for making rope and for producing paper. But wait till you hear about the medicinal benefits. It's a great low-calorie, zero-fat, unless fried, food. Also a superfiber additive, diuretic, and even contains the male contraceptive gossypol. Wait, there's more. A laxative, it feeds you good bacteria, the probiotics, and slows the rate sugar in the intestinal tract and stabilizes your blood sugar. Claims of help with acid reflux and helpful in controlling even asthma. All right, it all sounds like snake oil salesmen in Wizard of Oz, but studies are recognizing okra's value. And your mental health is not ignored. Okra is said to be excellent for those feeling exhausted and experiencing depression. Okra seems to have something for everyone. So if you have been sneering at this fuzzy vegetable, give it a second chance. We all deserve one. And that old southern standby might even be the new kale.